Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Penny and the Plain Piece of Paper. It was written by Miri Leschampelli, and it's read today by Mommy and
the Keeper of Frog Island, which is not Bill.
And that's that, friends. We have
a keeper of Frog Island.
And it has not been built yet, so it will have to be built maybe after the story? Yeah? All right, then. Guess what I get to do today, kids? That's right. I'm building Rug Island. Are you ready for your story? Are you ready for your story? Okay, here we go. Penny lived on a plain piece of paper.
There's nothing here,
she sighed.
I'm so bored. I wish I could live on a more interesting piece of paper.
So she decided to do something about it. Before we turn the page, though, can you tell me, what does Penny look like?
She's a rainbow-colored little kid.
She kind of looks like a little kid, and she's colored with rainbow colors. There's lots of different colors scribbled on her. So she walked off her plain piece of paper and onto a newspaper. Penny walked along endless rows of small letters that told interesting stories. Next to one of the stories, she found a picture of a man.
Who are you?
She asked him.
I'm Mr. Important, he replied.
Can I pose for a picture too?
Penny asked.
If you want to pose for a newspaper picture,
said Mr. Important,
you should stand up straight, hold your head up high, and be still.
Wow, and in the pictures, friends, she sure enough is in the newspaper. Big deal news. And there are rules written here, and business and economy news, and sports news, and lots of news. It's very newsy. Let's see.
Very tiny letters.
Yeah, very tiny letters. It's kind of hard to read them.
But I have an idea for a much better pose. See?
Said Penny.
You can't pose like that in a newspaper. All things here must be serious,
said Mr. Important said.
That's the rule of a newspaper.
See her pose. What is she doing in her pose?
Using her hand and standing upside down.
Yeah, she's doing a handstand, isn't she? A one-handed handstand. That's not easy to do. She must be very strong. Penny didn't like that rule at all, so she walked off the newspaper and onto, oh my goodness, a map.
Who are you?
Penny asked. A round, spiny creature, she saw when she arrived.
I'm Compass,
said the creature.
May I swim in your lake?
Penny asked. First, you must go east and check to see if you're on the legend, said Compass. Now, do you know what a compass is?
It tells you where to go.
Yep. Compasses will tell you directions, north, south, east, and west, or up, down, right and left. Okay? And every map is going to have a compass on it so you can know which direction is the top. Do you know what a legend is? Let's look. Penny went to the legend and looked at all the drawings.
I can't find myself on the legend,
said Penny.
Then I'm sorry, you'll have to leave,
said Compass. Only things that appear on the legend can be here. That's the rule of map. So Penny walked off the map and onto a piece of of... Wait, before we turn the page, I want to make sure that you understand what a legend is. Every map has a little square or a little space in it that shows you all the different things that can be on the map. The compass will tell you the directions, but let's say you want to find out if your map has a street on it. It would tell you, here's what the street is, or a river, or a railroad, or a trail, or all different things would be mentioned and drawn out or labeled on the legend. Okay, so she has walked onto, oh goodness, graph paper.
Who are you?
Penny asked, a tall shape.
I'm Rectangle, said the shape.
I like the little squares on your paper, Penny said. May I play hopscotch on them?
First, you must fit inside a shape like me, answered Rectangle.
Rectangle helped Penny squeeze into a triangle. Now, what shape was she? We decided she was the shape of a little girl, right? Do little girls fit into just a triangle? Well, no, because they have a round head, and they've got arms and legs that would stick out. Oh, this is very difficult for her, isn't it? I don't think she belongs in that. Penny had to hold her breath. Puff, puff, puff. When Penny let out her breath, her body puffed out of the triangle.
Oh, what a mess, said Triangle. I'm sorry. You have to leave. Only things that fit inside geometric shapes can be here. That's the rule of graph paper.
Poor girl. So Penny walked off the graph paper and onto a piece of wrapping paper. Penny danced between colorful confetti flakes and balloons.
Who are you?
She asked two children she saw walking along the paper.
Well, I'm the party hat distributor, said the boy. Want to wear one?
And I'm the present giver outer, the girl said. Would you like one? Thank you, said Penny. What a fun party.
She continued to dance around until she heard somebody say,
I'm the party hat distributor. Want to wear one?
And I'm the present giver outer. Would you like one?
It was the same boy and girl.
Penny was confused.
Didn't you give me a hat and a present already?
She asked. She walked around and realized that the two children were everywhere. They kept giving her party hats and presents over and over.
Why do you keep asking the same questions over and over again and again?
Wondered Penny.
We must repeat the same thing over and over, they told her. That's the rule of wrapping paper.
Penny felt dizzy. She walked out of the wrapping paper
and onto a coloring book. Oh, this is a good place for her, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Penny walked up to the first animal she saw and asked,
Who are you?
I'm Mama Bear, and this is Baby Bear, the animal said. Where's your outline?
My what?
Asked Penny.
There's no black line around your body, said Mama Bear.
I've never had one, said Penny. Can I please join you? I want to fly in a balloon.
First, you need to add a black line around you, said Mama Bear.
And then we need to remove your color,
said Baby Bear. Uh-oh, but all she is color. Oh, Penny, I don't think you belong here after all. I would have thought you might be happy here, but what do you think is going to happen?
They're going to say, you can.
When the bears were done Penny felt empty.
I miss my color,
she cried.
I'm sorry, said Mama Bear. All things here must have an outline and no color. That's the rule of coloring book.
So Penny took her color back and pulled off her black outline. She walked off the coloring book and onto a plain piece of paper.
No, there's nothing here,
Penny thought.
Maybe I can do something different about it.
Oh, she's got an idea. What do you think she's going to do?
I think she's going to color a lot of stuff.
You think? Let's take a look. Let's see what her problem-solving skills decide. So she got to work and sent an invitation to all her new friends.
Welcome to my piece of paper,
said Penny.
Let's make our own rules.
And they did. She invited the Mama Bear with her baby bear and their hot air balloon, and Mr. Important, and her friend Rectangle, and the little boy and girl from the wrapping paper, and Compass. And he brought with him a lake that they could swim in. And everybody has brought their own thing, and they all look to be having a wonderful time on her plain piece of paper.
What a wonderful way to end a story.
And what a great problem to solve. Way to go, Penny. We are impressed. And that is?
The end.
The end.